Bring the commissioners' report to order.
Today, as we call to order, is there someone here who would volunteer to open our time in prayer? And then we'll do our pledges. Don, if you would. Let's all stand together. Amen. Thank you. Our pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you all. We may be seated. Let the record reflect that all of our commissioners and our commissioners' court are here and present. Do we have any citizen comments before we begin? All right. If there are none, Rakesh, our county auditor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Item 4A, consider an approved payment of accounts. Since we moved to the new system and since we already had a special session scheduled, I went and took the liberty of putting an agenda item so we can pay more bills.
Okay. We have a motion to approve.
Move.
Always a good thing.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Item 4B, consider and accept the report that complies with the local government code 114.023.
Move.
Thank you.
Second. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item C.
And a 4C, consider and accept the report that complies with the local government code 114.025.
Move.
All in favor?
Opposed?
Motion carries. Rakesh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate all the work and your backup on the on our website. Thank you. All right. Budget.
Judge, I would like to defer that item.
I'm sorry?
I can defer that item. I do not need it. I do not need the item.
Consider and approve purchasing the vehicles. You want to defer that?
What? Now what?
We're not using any 2020 money to fund the vehicles that were allocated during the budget.
Oh, that's out of 2025. Yeah, it's out of 2025.
Regardless of what budget they're out of, are we not going to try to buy them early to get in line?
No. Well, yeah, it's...
I mean, you said it was advisable.
We can buy it out of fund balance and replenish fund balance with the budget.
I mean, I would do whatever we can do to make sure they get their cars as quickly as possible.
Do we need a motion for that?
Well, Gilbert, well, if we...
Let's bid it out, and then we'll have pricing by the end of August, and then we can make our purchases in whatever... funds you use for that, you could use fund balance, I guess, right?
Okay. Just for the record, it says consider approved purchasing county vehicles and related equipment requested in the fiscal year 2021 budget out of the existing 2020 fund. So there's no question. So what you're saying is we're going to wait and you're going to get the bid. So that's assuming that it's not going to come out of our 2020 budget, correct?
So right now, we're just going to defer until I can work with purchasing and get the bids back and get the bid. He can get the bids tabulated, and then I can bring a number if that's what the court desires.
I just know you brought some good information to us through the county judge.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Take advantage of it.
Right. We'll bid that out next week.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. We're going to defer that for right now. Tammy, tax assessor collector. Tammy, thank you for all the work that you've done and for making this all available in all the different scenarios. A tremendous amount of work, and we thank you very much on behalf of all of us.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Yes.
Okay, item 6A, consider and discuss the tax rates needed to fund the fiscal year 2021 budget for maintenance and operation and debt service.
I opt for option D that was presented to us. Do we need to move on this?
We're about to do that on item B. I don't know if y'all have anything more to discuss under option.
D as in boy or D as in dog?
B as in boy.
We have a motion right here now.
Wait a minute. We just got to say we're not voting on it right now.
I think we vote on the next
time
item
out
on the agenda.
Yes.
Hold on. There's Tammy's got three agenda items here. So she's doing agenda item A, which is to just consider and discuss.
Yeah.
If there's nothing further to discuss, then she can move.
We're voting that today.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty settled on where everybody is.
Let's move to item 6B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Consider and vote on a proposed tax rate for 2020.
I move on option A, which is the...
I second.
4319.
It used to be effective tax rate now.
No new revenue rate.
4319.
All right, do we have any discussion? No discussion? All in favor of option A?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
The opposition has it. We're not going to have that effective tax rate.
I move we accept or approve today option D.
I second.
Which is 4.4412 tax rate.
Is there any discussion? We've had plenty of discussion already. Robust discussion. All right.
And that motion was for?
Option D.
D
as in dog.
Okay, so 4412.
Yes.
We're in discussion right now, Commissioner. We have a first and a second. Is there any more discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. So we have 3-4-2 against.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What else? You have one
item
more thing.
6C, if the tax rate needed to fund the budget exceeds the lower of the 2020 no new revenue or voter approval rate presented, consider and approve the public hearing date as listed on the 2020 planning calendar and set time for hearing. And we currently have that for August 21st at 9:30 a.m. It'll be here.
I would like for the county attorney's office for BD to explain to us kind of that process, and again, BD, what happens if there's not a quorum, and how do you? What are your thoughts on how this is progressing? Just because.
The quorum is to adopt the tax rate. The quorum needed for that meeting, that's a regular meeting, is only three.
For the public
again,
hearing.
I can't understand what you're saying.
For the hearing to adopt the tax rate, we need four in attendance.
Right, okay.
For the regular meeting, which is set on the 21st, the quorum requirement would be three to take care of the other business on that calendar
60%
meeting.
60% is required.
When is the
what was the first date you mentioned? Say that one more time. I apologize.
August 21st, there is a regular meeting of the court scheduled.
Right.
Other business, other than setting the tax rate, can be conducted with three members present.
When do we adopt?
Regular meeting can't, but in adopting the tax rate.
But in adopting the tax rate, you need four people.
In that same meeting, correct?
And what date is that? Everybody is thoroughly confused right now.
What date do
we
adopt?
We're having a public hearing on the 21st, right?
Yes. Correct.
And three of us have to be here for that.
To discuss other objects than the tax rate, but in that same meeting we're discussing the tax rate, and you got to have four people here.
No,
right?
Is that correct?
No.
Okay, BD.
Yeah, I'm a little unclear on the date that we are planning on setting the tax rate. The 11th is a Tuesday, so that would make the 25th a Tuesday. So the 21st would be a different.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. So is it a special session on a Friday? Okay.
Session,
yeah. Okay. So at the time that the vote is taken to establish the tax rate for the coming year, the statute requires 60% of the governing body. The statute applies not only to commissioner's court, but to any taxing authority, such as school districts.
Right.
So that would mean that to have a quorum in order to pass, to set a tax rate for the year, it would require four out of five commissioners to be present. in looking at, that's the black letter, what we call the black letter, the statute of the law, and looking at the spirit of the law, the idea behind the law is that if you had less than that 60%, let's just take the commissioner's court as an example, and you only required a quorum, a regular quorum, 3 of 5, then a minority of the court could set a tax rate. 2 out of 3 could then set the tax rate. So by requiring 60%, it means that a majority of the governing body would be passing the tax rate. So that's both the black letter of the law and the spirit of the law.
And what's that drop dead date?
For the passing of the tax rate?
I think it's August 21st is the day we set the tax rate.
If you're going to have a hearing.
August 21st?
Yeah, on the tax rate.
We formally adopt
the
tax rate on August 21st.
Okay. Friday, August 21st.
August 21st, you're going to have your budget hearing, you're going to have your tax hearing, and then you're going to have the adopting your budget, and you're going to adopt the tax rate. So there's actually at least a minimum of 4 items on that special session agenda.
And that's August 21st.
Okay. August 21st.
Okay, so we're clear. You know, we've heard a lot of chatter up here today about how many it takes.
We're still not
clear. If we don't have enough, does it revert back? I hope and pray that nobody on this court is considering doing that. It would be, to me, it'd be an embarrassment to county government. And I know it's been done, what, Tarrant County?
Harris County
did last year.
I think there was a real reason for it. I mean,
yeah, they couldn't get their effective. They couldn't get where they wanted to be, so they didn't show. Same as here.
Or within a cup of coffee.
But even so, there's nobody said they're not going to show. I'm finding out what the what our options are here.
It's sad that we're even talking about that right now.
But it still needs to be talked about. It's sad that we
does not need to be talked about here.
Commissioner Riley,
if
I may, please, with all due respect, we have everything we need to give everybody what they want, cars, everything, and we're refusing to do it. We can do this. We can meet the needs of the people.
We're refusing to do what?
May I finish?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. We're refusing to do anything.
At the effective tax rate, Commissioner, with that $4 million we have sitting there, we can do what we need to do. We know this.
Hey, we
to get to the effective tax rate. That's
all. We had a discussion a while ago. We need to move on.
Okay. So my question to you is, on that day, you've got 4 items. One of those items is to vote on the rate. You have to have a supermajority on that one item, because on the other 3, you don't.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay, but on the one you for sure do have to have a supermajority. That's all I'm clarifying.
To set the tax rate for the coming tax year, you have to have 4 out of 5 commissioners present to vote on that tax rate.
Right. That's what we needed to know.
And what?
4 out of 5 commissioners, court members, I should say.
Yeah, I got you.
The provision there, I mean, part of being a commissioner or on this court is having to make uncomfortable decisions and having to decide, you know, who's going to get what and when and what the tax rate's going to be. And we by law have to do certain things. And one of those things that the court must do is adopt a tax rate. If members are not here at that time, are they abdicating their responsibility as an elected official to be here?
Certainly.
Well, when you say abdicating their responsibility, it is one of the duties of a member of commissioner's court to attend commissioner's court hearings and to vote on matters that come before it.
Neglecting would be a better word.
So, you know, we could call it neglecting, and we can call it abdicating authority. We can also call it advocating for the people so that there is no new address of monies that they have to reach. I don't care how small it is. And in this time, we got 11-12% unemployment. You've got breweries that are out of business. You drive down the street, you see store after store store closing, and then we're going to sit here, and we're talking about $4 million that we have backed by another $45 million and another $80 million if we chose to declassify some money. Everything we need to do this to show the people we're on their team is right here, right now. And everybody gets what they want. That's what I don't understand.
We are showing the people what that they need. We know what we need to do. We're doing it.
We've already done.
We're taking care of our bond rating. We're taking care of everything we need with this tax rate.
It doesn't affect our bond rating.
Yes, it does.
No,
you
it
go
doesn't.
To that affect the tax rate, and it does.
Commissioner, it doesn't.
It will.
You have to have 15% in your balance. This leaves us at $45 million in our balance. We reclassify funds. That money is there. It's there to use. Reclassify.
We keep counting on money that you say is there that we don't know if it's going to stay there. We don't know that.
This is last year. We carried over in our budget last year in fund balance $5.1 million.
Okay.
We've already
it's there.
Done this.
We've already done discussion, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just addressing what you're saying. And again, it's a difference of opinion. We'll continue to work together. We'll get beyond this. Next case.
Right. We need to set a time for the date and hearing.
But this is the position we have taken all year, and I applaud the robust effort. I love you guys. I know you're mad at me right now, and probably at Commissioner as well, but that's okay.
Not mad at anybody.
We're working to get where we need to be.
I'm going to show up on the 21st, and I'm going to be mad at you.
First of all, I didn't say that I wasn't going to show up, but I want to know what the options are given the situation.
One last question. Let's play it out. Let's say Commissioner Riley and Metter don't show up.
Oh, no. Let's don't say that at all. We know where this is pointing. It ain't at me.
If people don't show up, what stops the other court members from deciding to play with their budget? Let's just say
to play with
Commissioners
somebody else's
A, B,
budget.
And C show up and Commissioner D doesn't, and A, B, and C decide, well, we're going to take that $9.3 million and make it $5 million.
There's a...
Because I want $4
million. Quorum present to vote on the budget.
Say that again.
There would be a quorum. There would be a quorum present if two members of the court were not here, and they could take action on the budget, and they could amend the budget, provided that it was properly noticed at that time.
Could happen.
Thanks. Yes, and you know, there are some restrictions on the amendment to the budget, such as that in that instance, but it could be a substantial effect upon the budget. Yes, and a particular department's budget.
I believe that this discussion for all parties involved demonstrate we care about the people, all of us, every one of us care about the people, and we're all trying to get to what is needed for them. And I applaud everybody for what they're doing, and I thank you all for doing this. I mean that sincerely. So from that perspective,
Judge,
Tammy,
do
we have anything else?
Well, you're saying, hold on a minute. Judge, you're saying that you care about the people, but we don't.
I didn't say
that. That's what you're alluding to.
Did you hear
what
you're
alluding to?
That's well, exactly
let me
what it,
okay, then let me rephrase that. I said, Commissioner, with all due respect, I love you, man. I do. And I love working with you. You're balanced. Listen, let me finish. You're balanced. You're measured. You bring a spirit of calm. And I mean this. I've worked with you before. I'm working with you now. But that doesn't mean we can't disagree.
Oh,
and everybody knows that you and Commissioner Riley and Commissioner Nowak and Commissioner Metz are all in favor of the people.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, I understand that. I'm just giving you my reasons.
Okay.
And I really was given. I wasn't sitting there saying I'm for it and you're not, and I'm for the people and you're not. And if I communicated that, I sincerely apologize because I don't believe that.
Thank you. Okay.
But we can disagree.
Oh, I know.
And we're going to be together.
And you and I do quite
year.
A bit.
We're going to keep on rolling forward. All right.
But it's always robust.
It is robust. Thank you.
So do we still need a motion on the August 21st date at 9:30 for the hearing?
We have a motion to meet on the 21st, 9:30. Is there a second? Thank you, Amy, for bringing clarity. Any more discussion? All in favor? Opposed?
I'd like to say thank everybody, department heads,
motion
elected
carries.
Officials. My gosh. It's been an honor and a privilege.
Oh, that's awesome, Mike.
For me.
It's your last budget, isn't it? How about a round of applause for the commissioner?
Woo-hoo! Thank y'all.
Thank you, sir.
Love y'all.
All right. Is that everything?
I would say something right now, but I can't.
Do we have a motion to at this point? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.
A big thank you to Amanda Carter. Thank you so much for your hard work.
Yeah.